Today, the Senate gets a shot at its own investigation into Russian influence in the U.S. election or inappropriate contacts with Trump campaign officials.
This was one of the biggest investigations that the Hill has seen in my tenure here.
That's Republican Senator Richard Burr, chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. He and Senator Mark Warner, vice chairman of that committee, are leading the first open hearing today on the investigation into Russian interference into the 2016 election.
When we started this, we saw the scope and what was involved. I said it was the most important thing I'd ever taken on in my public life. I believe that more firmly now than even when we started. We're going to get it right. Thank you.
A lot of gravitas there, but there will be three witnesses today in the Senate to lay out the general issues. The committee is expected to publicly hear from intelligence officials and people associated with the Trump campaign. Big promises. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zulick back on Capitol Hill today. What do we look for in the Senate, and how come the House seemed to close down its operation in such a fiasco?
Well, there's two separate things there, John, and they're both important to Richard Burr and Mark Warner, and they both laid out why they're important yesterday. Today, 4 hours of hearings spanning the day in the Senate. You're not hearing today from intelligence officials like Comey and Clapper and those types of people. They already have testified in front of the committee in a closed session, classified. The public didn't get to see that, and neither did reporters. Today, a series of cyber and Russian experts appearing before the committee to lay the groundwork on Russian strategies to disrupt elections. John, here's one thing that we already know, okay? The Russian tactics that are widely suspected now to have taken place with not only fake news, but thousands of trolls and bots and propaganda and agitprop and propagation on the internet targeted at swing states like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin. None of those things are new. Many of the people who've spent their careers watching Russian activities in Eastern Europe, in elections, in places like Ukraine when Paul Manafort was advising presidents and candidates there, in countries like Slovenia and Slovakia, have seen this all before. None of it's new to them, and they can identify the signature of Russian tactics that took place in the election. You had the intelligence community back in January concluding very clearly, and I'm quoting now, Russia's goals were to undermine public faith in the U.S. democratic process. We further assess that Putin and the Russian government developed a clear preference for President-elect Trump. That's the conclusion of the intelligence community. Now the intelligence committees are trying to drill down on the details, not only Russian tactics on the internet disrupting the election, but of course, as you mentioned, possible contacts with Trump campaign officials. That's all coming. Not hearing from those people today. The only Trump campaign official who has clearly agreed to testify is Jared Kushner. But Richard Burr says that there are many, many more people on the list, and the hearings are being scheduled for witnesses and interviews in the future. Listen.
To date, we have made 20 requests for individuals to be interviewed by the committee. As we stand here today, 5 are already scheduled on the books, and probably within the next 10 days, the remaining 15 will have a scheduled date for those individuals to be interviewed by our staff.
That's Senator Richard Burr, Republican from North Carolina. I should note that Vladimir Putin today in Moscow at a conference on the Arctic denied once again any meddling in U.S. elections. And he used a little phrase that will be very familiar to Americans. Read my lips, no meddling in the elections. So we have that denial. I don't know if it changes much. But why the tone so different in the Senate than in the House?
I will point out that that denial from Vladimir Putin is another standard Russian tactic. Nothing new to experts there either. The tone is so different. You really saw Richard Burr and Mark Warner try to present a united, cooperative front yesterday. And this is a direct contrast to what's been going on in the House. Chairman Devin Nunes of California over there generating tons and tons of controversy with his actions, not only collecting intelligence on his own, doing it on the White House grounds, going around his own committee to brief the president, to not give his own committee members information or his sources, and leading to a lot of speculation among Republicans and Democrats alike of what Nunes is up to. His incentives, John, seem to have succeeded succeeded here, which is to undermine the credibility of his own committee. Senators know it, and they're trying to contrast their committee with what they've seen in the House. They didn't want to talk about Nunes yesterday at all. They said parallel tracks. We're not interacting with him or with them. They don't interact with us. This is an independent investigation, and we're devoting way more resources to this than we did to Benghazi. Burr pointed that out, too.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.